I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist at the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama is still buzzing over the news that Birmingham will be the host city for the 2021 World Games. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggan says their first big job is to watch how Poland does it.
Wrocław, Poland will be hosting the 2017 World Games, and Alabama will be taking notes on how that city handles it. Professor Darren White teaches sports marketing at Samford University. He says one advantage the World Games have over the Olympics is the World Games insist that host cities don't have to build pricey new venues.
When the Olympic Committee team came in and took a look at what we had going on back in October, they actually saw, you know, the different places that we'd be using for the World Games.
It could cost $75 million for Birmingham to hold the 2021 Games. Still, proponents say the event could bring $250 million in new business to the community. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
China is Alabama's second biggest trading partner, and that economic relationship is the focus of a new series of events at the Birmingham International Center. The center will host various cultural, educational, and outreach events between now and May. A large part of that focus is on business and trade with China. Alabama does about $2.5 billion worth of business with China every year. Iris Gross is the executive director of the Birmingham International Center. She says they hope to help Alabama businesses build and maintain relationships with their Chinese counterparts.
One of the facets of doing business with other countries is you really have to understand the culture, and that's what we do. Everything is built on relationships, and the better relationship that you have, the easier it will be to do business. So that's what we do.
Yesterday, business leaders in Mobile met to discuss a pending trade deal with Europe and how Alabama might benefit. The agreement's meant to address issues like e-commerce and intellectual property rights. The 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery voting rights marches is coming up in March, and legislators from Alabama want to honor the participants in that historic event. U.S. Representatives Terry Sewell and Martha Roby, both of Alabama, have introduced a bill to award a congressional gold medal to civil rights advocates who participated in the 1965 marches. The representatives say the courage of those marchers forced America to become a more just and democratic nation. The congressional gold medal is the highest honor the U.S. Congress can bestow. President Obama will be in Selma in March for a commemoration of those marches. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley says he expects some former U.S. presidents to attend the event as well. And western Alabama was shaken by a minor earthquake yesterday for the third time in just 3 months. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 2.7 earthquake occurred yesterday near the town of Aliceville. Other small earthquakes occurred in November and December in nearby Greene County, just a few miles from the one reported yesterday. Now your forecast.
Rain is expected at times today. Temperatures topping out in the low 50s. Look for upper 40s for North Alabama. Tonight, low temperatures going to fall down to the 30s. Rain could change to some light snow for the Tennessee Valley, but the rest of the state, just some rain. As for Saturday and Sunday, lots of sunshine making that return. Temperatures in the 50s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.